Chapter 15. Diamonds. Visitors to London's Millennium Dome building on the morning of November 7, 2000 would have seen much more than they had expected. The Dome, a building which was built to celebrate the beginning of the new millennium, had a special display called Money, containing some of the world's most famous diamonds. Shortly after opening time, four men disguised as workmen drove a large leaking machine past security guards at the entrance. After coming near the exhibition, they put on gas masks and released smoke bombs. Their target was the Millennium Star, a 203-carat perfect blue diamond, thought to be the most beautiful large diamond in the world and the third largest ever discovered. Unfortunately for the thieves, the police had been keeping an eye on them for months after seeing two gang members videotaping the diamonds 2 months earlier. As the thieves used hammers to break into the glass case containing the diamonds, police officers disguised as cleaners quickly surrounded and arrested the men. The police had also swapped the diamonds for fakes a few hours before the robbery attempt. The gang had planned to get away by speedboat along the river outside the exhibition. The two drivers of the boat were also arrested after a high-speed chase along the river. If the robbery attempt had succeeded, it would have been the largest in history, worth over $500 million. The thieves were given a total of 71 years in prison, with the two main leaders receiving 18 years each. 2 years later, in February 2002, another gang of thieves succeeded in stealing millions of dollars worth of diamonds in Antwerp, the diamond-dealing city in Belgium. They used copied keys and stolen security passes to get into the area containing the diamonds on Sunday night. The robbery wasn't discovered until Monday morning. The four thieves might have gotten away with the robbery, except for their carelessness. They were captured after they left a garbage bag containing a security passes, videotapes, and documents with their names on their side of the road.